Exclusive, Michael Savage, Government Media Complex Swept Away Trump Assassination Attempt. By Joshua Klein on July 18, 2024. Conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who, in June, warned that the Biden gang is trying to kill former President Donald Trump with a thousand cuts, slammed the mainstream media for having swept the recent assassination attempt on Trump off the map, while insisting that the psychotic communist wing of the Democrat Party currently runs America. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, the New York Times best-selling author, renowned for his keen political insights, began by delving into the current political landscape following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, noting that anyone who asks a question of the deep state is considered a conspirator and a right-wing maniac. Savage, who was the first to endorse a Trump presidency as far back as April 2011, highlighted the mainstream media's downplaying of the recent attempt on the former president's life, stating it has already been swept off the map. The mainstream media stopped covering it, he said, noting the media's lack of coverage. This is the biggest event of our life since JFK and it's swept away. He then accused President Joe Biden of hypocrisy, citing the 81-year-old Democrats' calls for unity that are followed by divisive rhetoric and efforts to pack the Supreme Court. The maniac, Biden, a day before yesterday, he said, "I want unity." Yesterday, he goes before the NAACP. The Mad King starts screaming and railing against Trump and white people in America, and then he tries to pack the Supreme Court, he said. "It's unbelievable to me," he added, suggesting Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and that psychotic communist wing of the Democrat Party are now running the president in the country. When asked about the potential for further attacks or political maneuvers, he expressed skepticism about a fair election, citing concerns about mail-in ballots and ballot stuffing. If it was a fair election, he stated, Trump would win in a landslide. However, he warned, citing a very smart person, that the former president's dedicated opponents are afraid of nobody, and there's no press watching them. He noted that major Democrat donors all want Biden gone and are pushing for him to step down but question if financial influence would succeed in swaying the president's decision because the power madness is so great. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. He quoted, likening Biden's grip on power to Captain Queeg's delusions in the Kane Mutiny. It's that simple. His hands are locked on the wheel, the ship is spinning in the storm, he said. Everyone's screaming at the captain, give us the wheel, and he's saying, no, I'm fine. I'm in control. It's like we're now watching Captain Queeg in the Kane Mutiny court-martial, he added. Savage, who rose to the heights of talk radio and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016, also raised concerns about the security surrounding Trump during the assassination attempt, questioning the actions of the Secret Service and suggesting a deliberate setup. How could they let him in? Who let him in? He thundered about the now-deceased 20-year-old alleged shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, suggesting that if someone submitted this novel to a publisher as a plot, it would be rejected as too obvious, and nobody would believe it. He pointed fingers at Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas and Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, criticizing their roles and alleging a lack of competence and integrity. Who's in charge of the Secret Service? Alejandro Mayorkas, who has ripped our border apart and rendered it useless. The same man who says the border is secure when we have 20 million or 15 million or 10 million illegals coming over like lemmings and he is not fired? This is the same man in charge of the Secret Service telling us everything was done right? Furthermore, he added, cheating, Kimberly, Cheadle, who doesn't want to leave, got in there under DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and everyone knows that. The iconic right-wing commentator and author also raised numerous unanswered questions about the shooter and the assassination attempt, noting that even the mainstream media are now covering these issues to maintain any remaining credibility. There are so many questions about the shooter and the assassination that are not being answered, but they're leaking out. Even the mainstream press is starting to cover them. They know that they have absolutely no credibility to begin with the American public. But if they let this story continue to fester without answering some of these most obvious issues about the assassination attempt, they'll have less than zero credibility, nobody will ever listen to them again or read them ever again. So, even they're covering it, he added. Expressing disbelief at the handling of the assassination attempt, he cited the persistent efforts to eliminate Trump. This team of Bidenites are so corrupt and so criminal, in my estimation, and so immune because of the government media complex, this is going to be dropped as fast as they can, he said. They're trying to sweep it under the rug now. Savage has long warned of a government media complex, which he explained as a reference to the Democrat Party and the media, which he deems one and the same. He also touched on the interesting cosmic connection of how Trump's last-minute head tilt to view illegal immigrant data saved him from a sniper's bullet. The very issue that has animated America to want Trump to win again is immigration. That's the number one issue, and it is the issue that saved his life, he said. It's, ironically, cosmically interesting from a poetic vantage point. It's like a mystical thing, he suggested. Noting his experience as a mystery novelist, he drew parallels between current events and thriller plots, suggesting that the deep state and media are complicit in trying to suppress Trump. The deep state, all the Secret Service, CIA, and FBI are anti-Trump. They wanted him gone. They tried to arrest him with lies for 3, 4 years, now 5 years, 6 years. They couldn't get him in court the day after the Supreme Court ruling, basically nullifying putting Trump in jail before the election or a few days before. Then they shoot him. I mean, it's like a mystery novel, like a bad thriller. So, what are they going to do now? They took their shot. They tried lawfare, didn't work. They tried a bullet, his head turned at the last second. What are they going to do next? Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. So, it's anyone's guess what this gang is liable to do next. They took their shot, and they missed, he added, noting that these people are a criminal gang that would likely try again, while Trump would likely seek justice over what was done to him. Asked where the country might go from here, Savage speculated on the potential outcomes if Trump were to win the next election. You think the mobs are going to go away? That Black Lives Matter funded by George Soros and the other vermin are not going to keep funding them to riot day and night over everything Trump does? Will the country be manageable under Trump? That's the real question. I don't think so, he asserted. I think we're going to have 4 years of total and absolute madness if he wins, he added. Savage concluded by reiterating that there would either be another assassination attempt or Trump would face relentless opposition, making governance nearly impossible. Either they try to take him out again with another assassination attempt or they've learned their lesson and they think there's too much of the world watching to try it again because they're afraid if they miss this time they're going to wind up in prison, whoever's plotting all of this stuff, he said. Or he's left alone, he wins by a landslide. And then he can't govern because they agitate Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of the other left-wing terrorist groups in America, and we're in for quite a sleigh ride, he added. In June, Savage highlighted the portrayal of Trump as a villain by those who oppose him, claiming, they treated him like he was Hitler, while warning that they are testing us, and they see they can get away with this. So, why wouldn't they take it to the next step? He forewarned. Democracy is fragile. What's left of our republic is hanging like a loose tooth. In January, he shared his thoughts on what immediate steps an upcoming Trump administration must take, including reinstating merit-based immigration, revoking federal gun laws, and securing global peace agreements, for America to recover from years of Biden administration policies and endure as a free country. In 2023, Savage argued that the indictment of Trump was part of a never-ending persecution against him, insisting that the former president is the only person who can possibly save this nation from its current state. Previously, he accused the Biden administration of destroying our identity as a nation and essentially erasing us, while warning that U.S. borders are being dissolved and American culture bastardized. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.